Yeah! Surprise, motherfuckers! This!
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing well.
This is the Raised by Wolves podcast.
2012.
20 fucking 12.
We've made it 4 years. 3 years.
Wow.
Doing it for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
You're right.
So awesome.
Joe D. How you doing, man?
Chris Ford.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I don't think I've listened to this bumper music for a while.
Certainly the vine and the cucumber.
Certainly not with you. Yeah. That was a great find.
Thanks, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got that CD over, it was in Germany or something. It's the soundtrack to the Vampiros Lesbos movie.
Yeah.
The crazy Italian shindig.
Right on.
Actually, I was at the Blue Star a few months ago, for a show, and somebody was playing that movie, on the TVs in the bar. I didn't do a double take; I did a triple take.
Nice. You've been DJing a lot now, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm at Scotland Yard, Canoga Park on Tuesdays, and Fridays. And La Cita for Angry Hour on every first and third Friday. And where else? The Down and Out for their Metal Monday, which is tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty good. Last week we had our very Slayer Christmas. it was pretty cool, man.
Nice, man. You're very busy.
Yeah, we never get to the sitar solo, do we?
I don't think so. Maybe.
I think we did like once.
Probably when Scott.
I think it was with Dickie Barry. he wanted the song just to go the whole fucking show.
We just kept talking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well. Thank you for the Newcastle.
Yeah, no problem.
Shall we get this show on the road? Or?
Yes, let's do
There's so much to talk about. We can't do it all.
I know. We can't do it all during the bumper. Well, we're glad that that you guys are listening again, and we're glad to be back. We're very happy about that. And let's do it to it.
Woo!
Sometimes I feel I've got to. To the heart of me, the love we share seems to go nowhere, and I was not right, for I toss and turn and can't sleep at night. Once I read to you, now I run from you. The tender love you've given, I give you all a girl can give you.
Tainted love, don't touch me, please, I cannot stay.
creation of the intention to stop extension into my airspace. I put the flags up, pull up the anchor, and then you know you're in a different place. But I can't stand up and I can't sit down, 'cause a great big problem stopped me in my tracks. I can't relax, 'cause I haven't done a thing, and I can't do a thing, 'cause I can't relax. You've got your habits, I've got my customs, I'm sure you know it's got to be this way. No hesitation, and in the future we'll celebrate our Independence Day.
Independence Day. Independence Day.
Big Eyes.
Nice.
On Raised by Wolves.
Where are they from?
I think they're from New York, Brooklyn in particular, or they're just in the tri-state area.
That's
a band I got turned on to about a year ago. They're really, really, really good.
That was pretty rad.
Yeah.
Before that, we had The War on Drugs, Baby Missiles.
I like that name.
The War on Drugs?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I dig it. It's cool. The guy sounds like Springsteen a little bit.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of come up over like the last year or so where... You know, I remember, you know, a few years back, actually more than a few years, but people used to give me a really hard time about listening to Bruce Springsteen. Like, you know, like on tour, like the rest of the band would give me shit about
Oh, really?
Listening to Bruce Springsteen and stuff. And I always liked it. But and then now, especially with a lot of more current bands, just the Springsteen influence is written all over it, you know?
Yeah, I had a hard time. I think maybe because when I first came aware of him, it was for... Born in the USA, which is a rad record, but
yeah.
I think it was just, I don't know, it's just pounded in, and it really wasn't quite as deep as he is. He's a pretty complex guy.
Well, that's the one record I didn't like, you know, it's like,
I know,
it was his earlier stuff that I really, and the Nebraska record.
That's where I came into him and was like, oh, wow, this is great.
Yeah, that's really, really cool, and that's when you see, like, all these, well, especially, like, for some reason, singers of like 90s punk bands are out there doing the solo acoustic thing, and I'm not gonna name names, but I went and saw one of them about 6 months ago, and man, it was exactly Bruce Springsteen, and everybody was just so, you know, like, wow, this is so rad and original. I'm like, what?
Well, when I was in New Orleans, when the show wasn't happening, for anybody who doesn't know us, I was living in New Orleans. And Kevin Seconds was playing with Exene Cervenka, and they were doing was the acoustic, you know, solo stuff. So
yeah, a lot of people do it. I know that Tim from Vail was doing it, the guy from the Bouncing Souls.
Yeah,
seriously, there was like 10 of them running around.
You just saw what? So, speaking of Exene.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, I went to the GE30 shows a couple of weeks ago, which was just man, it was a trip. It was. And I was talking to my friend Tim about it yesterday because his band played on Saturday, the Grimm, and we were talking about just how exhausting the whole experience was. Because man, it really was overwhelming. I didn't expect it just to be like this huge like 3 day class reunion. I mean, you know, I wouldn't even go to like a high school reunion. You know, so this was like the punk rock high school reunion. And man, by Sunday I was pretty fucking exhausted. But each night though, just the bills were. I mean, for people who, you know, are living outside of Southern California. A very old promotion company had their 30th anniversary, and they had three shows focusing on a lot of the early 80s punk bands that they started with. But the first night was The Adolescents, X, and Social Distortion. X were, they played the best that I've seen them since they've been back together, which started, what, like 10 or 12 years ago or something?
I've never even seen them.
Really?
Never.
They're incredible. But this was just, they just couldn't have been any more awesome. Like, each night, a band had, there was always one band that was just really super good, but the Descendants played on Sunday, and it was the best that I've seen them since when Jugger's Revenge toured with them in, like, 96 or so. We, you know,
that's when they, isn't that, is that when they got back together for the Everything Sucks
yeah,
record?
Yeah, we did one of the seven whiskey shows when they first came back, and then we did like an 8 day thing with them after it.
I went to that whiskey show, and I don't know if it was the one you guys were billed on, but that was a fucking amazing show. They played everything that I could ever
right. That's what I mean. And this one, I mean, I've seen them a few times since they've been back now doing their stuff, you know, and yeah, they're still incredible and amazing. But this was like, they were just the vibe of the crowd, because I mean, they do a lot of festivals now. And so maybe some people that are there watching them, who are there to see, you know, Widespread Panic or whatever the fuck
they're playing,
maybe may not understand, you know, what they're doing. But at this particular show, at this particular festival, it was just every single person was just in tune with what they were doing, and the band just played phenomenally, and it was just a lot of fun.
Oh.
But yeah, X were that was pretty impressive.
I wish I would have gone to that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Well, should we keep going? I got some.
Let's do it.
Some X queued up.
Let's do some X.
All right.
Baby, When you smile,
I love that song. So before that, though, as well, was some Clash.
Yeah, Junko Partner from Sandinista. That's something I've been playing a lot recently, DJing. I like that song.
Yeah, I just came over the other day. You were playing that, and I was like, I don't listen to that record that much. I love that record. There's some, there's like Lightning Strikes. What else is on there? Johnny Can't Surf.
Rebel Wild. Charlie Don't Surf. That's one of my all-time favorite Clash songs ever.
Hmm?
I love it.
Really?
I love that song.
Why?
I don't know. It just the whole
Charlie Can't Surf.
I know. It just has like this really great like Motown-ish vibe to it that I've always loved that. And I always used to hear that on K-Rock at like 3 in the morning when I was like 11 or 12 listening to the radio all night. And I remember because the song is like 7 minutes long or something, where DJs could get away with that kind of shit back then. But I always remember that one. I always liked it. But the thing with Sandinista was like there's so many really great songs on there.
Magnificent.
But there's like just so much weird shit that if they had even made it a, like a 2-record set, or maybe if they made it a 1-record, one just 2-sided record, it would have been the best thing that ever happened in rock history. But it just every, because they were just smoking a lot of dope during that record, man. I mean, they even say that, but it's just, you know, a lot of bands make records when they're high, but usually it, you know, by mastering, at least you start trimming off the stuff where you're like, oh, whoa, oh, okay.
You know? Spaceman 3. But, well, but they didn't trim much either.
No, it was just, yeah, fuck it. I don't care how fucking weird it is. It was great at the time. I'm sticking with it.
That record is loaded with some of my favorite songs, so that's weird. I do listen to these songs, but you know what? I have that box set, and I think they've kind of condensed everything into that.
Oh, right.
I mean,
I have
all the records, but I tend to just if I want to listen to Clash and listen to everything, I'll put on Broadway.
Clash on Broadway.
Yeah. Police on My Back. Oh, The Equal.
Yeah. And Somebody Got Murdered.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, they just, if they had made that a, you know, I don't know, 12, 14, maybe 15 song record, it just, man, it would have been great. But anyway, hey, you know, it's better to have too much of a good thing than, you know, not enough. I don't know.
36 songs. Those guys could have released, with today's record industry or whatever you want to call it, they could have just released records for the next 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
EPs, whatever. Anyhow, it was The Clash, and before that was X in this house that I call home.
Yeah.
So what do you got coming up, Joe? You played also something else when I was over at your house, and it was super cool.
Oh,
I really liked it.
What, the Shimmering Stars?
Yeah, that is them.
Yeah, the Shimmering Stars kind of crossed paths with their stuff a few months ago. They're from Canada, I think. I think we're British Columbia. They're like my favorite new thing that I'm listening to. I can't get enough of these guys. Especially just, you know, when you're cleaning your house on a Saturday type music. It's really, really awesome.
Wow, great.
And they have the album is called Violent Hearts. But this is from a demo. I'm just gonna get all gnarly and exclusive. but this is from their demo. Because it's so much cooler.
How'd you get this?
Via the interweb.
Oh, now everyone can get it.
I know. But hey, go buy the record. See, I don't know if you can buy the demo. It was somebody kind of posted it for me. I don't know. This band, Shimmering Stars, check them out. They're super duper cool. And it's the Raised by Wolves podcast.
Walking down the street. Kill everyone I see. How come I don't like anyone that I meet? And despite my antipathy, I am longing to be someone better. In my heart is a violence I cannot dispel. I've lost my mind. Throw these old
Heartbeat, increasing heartbeat. You are a khaki colored bomb.
Yes! Another one in the can. Damn, it's nice to be back, Chris. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, man. This was so fun. How did we not do this for 1 year and a half?
I don't know.
Well, I guess me being all around the United States and you touring all around the United States is one thing.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Totally. But hey, fate brought us back here.
Da-da-da! To a new apartment that we're broadcasting out of.
Yeah, my new pad.
I like this.
It's very green.
Then on the Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah, I'm back at the valley.
Damn!
Yeah! It's pretty swanky, though. I like it.
Thanks, man.
Since I don't have a place to work out of anymore, but we won't talk about it either.
Well, so, hey, man, where are you DJing now?
I'm DJing Scotland Yard once in a while.
Yeah?
I'll be there next week. That would be the, I don't know, next Sunday, which is the 7th. I'll be there from 10 to 2, and it's free. I'm playing garage, punk, and soul.
Cool.
Stuff like that. How about yourself? You've got some stuff coming up all around February.
Yeah, I got, tonight, all right, every Monday at the Down and Out.
Yeah, it's more like that.
Fifth and Spring, downtown Los Angeles. Tuesday night, Punk Rock Tuesday at Scotland Yard in Canoga Park. Fridays, I do a double. Angry Hour at La Cita at 4th and Hill downtown, the best punk rock happy hour that ever lived. Brian Abbott, best bartender that I've ever walked the face of the earth. From 5 until 9, and then I'm at Scotland Yard from 10 until 2. So it's, Fridays are real busy.
That is a busy night for you.
Yeah,
and then we've got.
And then I got a ton of shows with Jughead's Revenge, starting on January 8th in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, doing San Diego on the 28th, Las Vegas on the 29th, and then we're taking February off, and then we're doing St. Patrick's Day weekend in San Diego, the Shakedown, and then at the Bunkhouse in Las Vegas. So, St. Patrick's Day in Las Vegas, I couldn't imagine what could possibly go wrong with that. It's such a safe bet. It's such a...
You've had really good experiences in Vegas.
Yeah, so this will just be...
Well...
Awesome.
Oh, you know what? One of the bands I'm playing in, The Furloughs. We have a show.
Yeah.
The Furloughs.
Furloughs.
On January 21st, that would be at... son of a bitch, I don't know. It's in Pomona.
It just said city after city.
VLHS. VLHS, yes. That's I think that's like a... What is it called? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Party's over?
No. The venue is called Vince Lombardi High School.
Oh, it's a high school.
The address is a very... It's secret. Nobody can know the address.
Here's a secret address. 254 San Lorenzo Street. Pomona, California.
Oh, no.
That's with the Rebel Set, Horror Squad, and...
Horror Squad.
You've heard of them?
Yeah, I don't tell. Awesome. Great. Yeah.
I've never heard of them. Gentlemen for Blood I've heard of because they kicked me out of their band.
Oh. So it'll be nice and comfy cozy, which will be the regular vibe.
I love those guys. They're fine. They actually kicked out the bass player in The Furloughs as well. So there's
So everybody's just gonna be just tits. It's just gonna be tits.
You know. Anyway, that secret address again is 254 San Lorenzo Street, Pomona, California. Sorry, guys.
So, yeah, everybody.
That was
welcome
fun.
Welcome back. We hope we're welcome back.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Listeners far and wide.
All across the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. We've made it to the flute section. That's probably the second time that's ever happened.
Nice.
But... Oh, you know what? I want to say hello to Johnny Scott.
Johnny Scott, Radio Sancho. He's got a great podcast. It's awesome. Give it a listen. And we'll see you guys ASAP.
See ya.